Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend, Kerry Siegel, on the show. Kerry is a retired executive. He, after working for a number of years with Kraft, he went on to lead a number of other companies. He's retired now, but still giving back. And his one of the ways he's doing that is Why Don't They Teach? Is his new book titled Why Didn't They Teach Me This in School? And it's all about personal finance that a lot of adults could use, never mind the kids. And he's here to talk to us about it right now. Kerry Siegel, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. You and I were talking off the air that, you know, we go back a long way. I go back probably farther than you do, and nobody taught me any of this stuff in school.
No, it's unfortunate. I was very fortunate to go to a good high school, a really good undergraduate school, and one of the best schools to get my MBA, actually in finance in the country. Yet I graduated with absolutely no knowledge in personal money management.
Personal money management, yeah.
Personal money management.
You knew all about balance sheets and all the other stuff, right? Running a business, but nothing personal. What is the most important? What is the single most important thing that a young person needs to know about their personal finance?
You know, I'll give you the one, but there's three if you combine them that really work together well coming out of school. But I think the one is that you really need to have a budget, and you really need to develop written budget and evaluate it every single month. And by that, I mean you don't just say, "Oh, I've got enough money." You've got to realize it's an easy concept. You've got to have more money come in every month than goes out.
Yeah,
and that's not how we operate in America.
And it's not much fun writing it all down, is it? It's not as much fun recording it as it is spending it.
Yeah, exactly. People think it's so painful, but it's so darn simple. But, you know, kids can think about it. You grow up, you get out of school, and no one teaches you it. And you know what? You don't feel like you're responsible for it.
Right.
When you first come out of school, you're like, well, you know, hey, everyone's taking care of me, or the world owes me something. But in reality, if you don't take care of yourself, no one's going to do it once you come out of school.
Right, right.
It's up to you.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I guess we just need to go ahead and get into it right now. I know kids who are graduating from college these days, and they owe a house.
I know.
They owe a house on their student debt,
exactly.
Their student loans. And, I mean, how do you even begin to chip away at that when maybe they graduate with that kind of debt and they don't even have a job?
Okay, here's what you do, because I'll give you an example. When I came out of school, and this is 30 years ago, 28 years ago, I came out and I owed, at the time, which was a lot of money, it was $80,000.
That was a lot of money 30 years ago.
A lot of money. So I came out with nothing, no assets, and I owed $80,000. I started off and I did three things, okay? I developed that written budget, and I evaluated every single month. Within that budget, I had to pay back my loans, okay? There's also things in there, I won't go into each one, but you have to have an emergency fund because, you know what, something good or something bad might happen that you don't know. And it's not complicated. It's just, you know what, you know what's going in, you know what's coming out. The other thing, and this formula works if you do all three of these things. Second one is you always live below your means, especially coming out of school, because our generation tends to want everything now, and the generation that we're raising wants everything now. We just can't wait until we can afford it. If you always live below your means, you're always going to have extra money to save and invest. And keep in mind, that doesn't mean living badly. It means prioritizing your spending and focusing on what's important to you. It means living smartly. So you've got a budget. You're living below your means that incorporates that loan, okay?
Yep.
Then the third thing, which is very interesting, it's the one main thing that I learned in business school, and had nothing to do with all the theoretical finance they taught me. It had to do with listening to a professor and actually going to class and hearing his offhand comment that I've followed ever since. He said, save and invest 50% of every salary increase. That's principle 15 in my book. It's an easy concept, okay? that requires very little discipline. If you think about it, you were living on your old salary before you got a raise.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the best of both worlds. You're still going to live a little better because, remember, you're only saving and investing 50% of
that
increase. So you're still going to live better, but why not invest some for your future?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't do this because they get behind in the first place. They start by spending more money than they make. You can't do that. If you employ this principle along with the other ones, you're going to do well over time.
An automobile is a big expense for kids, for anybody really these days. And most people have a car payment, don't they? Of some kind,
absolutely,
lease payment or something. One of the things I'd recommend to my kids, and I still haven't been able to make this happen, is instead of buying a new car today, drive the one you have for say 3 years. But find the car that you want, find out what the payment would be, and start putting that much in savings for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, you'll have about enough money with your other car trade-in to pay cash for a car. But
Jim,
continue to make that payment to yourself, and if you'll do that one time and continue that theme, you'll never owe the bank for a car. What do you think?
Jim, you and I are on the exact same page. That's another one of my principles.
Which one is it?
It's combined with principle number 39.
Okay.
And there's another one. I can't remember the number.
There it is. Buy a car at 50. There, that's it right there.
Yeah.
All right, folks. It's in here.
Yeah. But there's another comment somewhere. I can't remember exactly where, but exactly. Oh, I know. In my budget,
yeah,
you budget for exactly what you said,
mm-hmm,
your next car purchase, because you get ahead of the game. At the beginning, you buy, you know, whatever car you buy. You know, everybody wants the best car ever when they come out of school. They earned it. They deserve it.
Right.
But you know what? Live a little bit below your means.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the right used car.
But see,
what you just said. Go ahead, Jim.
What you're talking about doesn't sound like fun. And this is the thing. This is part of deferred gratification, is you have to realize that you know, how much fun is it to be beholden to the bank? How much fun is it to be in debt? How much fun is it to be looking at bankruptcy? That's something people need to be offsetting, comparing when they say, you know, budgeting is not fun or living below your means is not fun. Folks, I've been there, done this. I've made all the mistakes. Trust me, the way Carrie talks about in this book, this is the way to live your life. And I hope you'll find the book, folks, wherever books are sold. Why didn't they teach me this in school? 99 personal money management principles to live by. Now, Carrie has some ideas on marriage and budgeting and money management. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask him about that. I can't wait to get his answer. Right back with Carrie Siegel. I'm Jim Blasting, Game 20 After. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.